Oh my god, isn't this the most gorgeous setting ever? How long have we been talking about this? Planning a picnic by the beach, listening to the sound of waves. So fun. I'm so happy that we're doing that finally. And we got the champagne for it, we got the sushi, the cake. We have everything we need. I'm so excited for this. You got me something. Okay. What is it? I know you've been hiding something in that bag. I'm like, it's too big. You'd never carry a bag that big, ever. Not unless, you have something in it. Is it a bomb? I'm just kidding. Although, that would be crazy. But what is it? Come on. Gotta show me. You can't just tell me there's a surprise and not give it to me right away. I'm excited now. Close my eyes. Okay. They're closed. No peeking, I promise. Not cheating. Okay. Am I good to open now? All right, opening my eyes now. No way. You got me roses? Oh my god, these are gorgeous. Stop it. You're so sweet. Come here. You really are the best friend. These are so pretty. And they smell so good. Where'd you even get these from? That flower shop I've been wanting to go to? Oh my You're so sweet. I don't know what I did to deserve you. You really are. I mean, treat me better than any of my boyfriends ever treated me, and we're not even dating. Thank you. I promise I'll take the best care of them. Well, I love when you get me flowers, like my favorite thing. Especially because you know how much I love flowers in general. And roses are my favorites. They're expensive. You really didn't have to do this. No. Well, thank you. Come on, let's get settled. All right, let's place this down right there. We don't want to get, too dirty now. There's a lot of sand everywhere. We're planning on swimming. I didn't get swimming clothes with me. Well, you should have told me. Could have gotten a bikini or something. No way. I'm not getting wet. You're crazy. Very perfect. All right, let's sit. So, tell me what's been new with you. Yeah, I know that we've been keeping up on messages and whatever, but it's different. I wanna talk to you now in person. So, tell me. I know you went on a couple dates a few weeks ago, right? How'd that go? Not that great. I'm not surprised. Well, Tinder's never really the best place to look for, a girlfriend. I feel like most of the options on there are on there for a reason. Well, that's why it doesn't work out. Trust me, I've tried it. Yeah, I'm done with that. I feel like I've just given up on dating in general. Yeah, I know that you think I'm gonna find the right person for me one day, but well, I don't know. I guess I'm still searching for that person. Well, you know that. If you ever do find that person, I would be a little sad since they would take you away from me, and I probably won't hang out with you as much, but I'd also be really happy for you because, you've found your person, and there's nothing else that I want for you as your best friend. Well, worst case scenario, if that doesn't happen and we're both single by the time we're 60, then we can just marry each other. Yeah, we can make like a little pact. Oh, come on. You wouldn't want to marry me? That's what I thought. I would be a really cool 70-year-old. I mean, come on, look at me. I'm gonna age like fine wine. Yeah, and so are you. I can already see it. Anyways, do you want to pour the champagne? Yeah, go ahead. I know that's your favorite part. Thank you. It really is so gorgeous out here. Yeah, the sound of the waves are so calming. You know, the beach is one of my favorite places to be, and, you know, the fact that I get to experience that with you is pretty much everything that I need. I couldn't imagine myself doing this with anyone else. Oh, yeah? How's that been going? I know new jobs are usually very stressful. I mean, you have to get to know all your new coworkers and settle in, and it's never really fun, but I also know you, and I know that you can handle pretty much anything with ease. I've always been jealous of that. Yeah, you are a little bit of an introvert, that's true, but you also know how to make friends. It's impossible not to love you. I mean, you're just such a sweet person, and even if I didn't know you, I would easily tell that you're just kind and sweet. You ooze that aura. I guess I am obligated to say that as your best friend, but still, I mean it. But every time I've had a hard day and I've wanted someone to talk to, you've always been there for me. And you never complain, you always listen to my problems. I know I listen to yours as well, but still. You're so caring with me. I don't know what I ever did to deserve you. Your hand is getting dangerously close to mine. No, I don't mind it. Not at all. I like it. Feels warm. Hey, can I tell you something? But you have to promise that it won't affect our friendship. Never mind. It's stupid. No, it's not important. Not at all. Should we eat our sushi? I'm starving. Seriously, just drop it. It's nothing. Why are you making me face you? God, you know I can't resist your eyes. I always tell you everything. Okay. Yeah, you've always been really good at seeing right through me, and I hate that. I hate how good you are at everything. Well, you know how I've been telling you that there's something I've had on my mind for a while, and I just didn't know how to tell you before, and I never found the right time to do it either, but I feel like now is a good time, I guess. Well, I... Stop looking at me like that. Like, I can't tell you when you're looking at me like that. I don't know, your eyes are just... What? Yeah, I can look at you. I love you. What? Yeah, I guess I did say that. I love you. I've loved you for a long time. A really long time. But I never had the courage to tell you, and I always felt like you deserved better than me. I can't explain it. I always just felt like you deserve much better than me. I don't know why. But now that I think about it, I don't know about that, because I know that I want to be with you, and if you like me back, there's nothing else that I would want more than that. Ever, that's all I need. God, it feels so good to finally let it out. Look. I'm sorry, if this is gonna make things weird between us, then if you need time or anything like that to think about it, what? Yes, I can shut up. What is it? You love me too? You're serious? Yeah, I love you. I really do. Come here. Oh my God. I've always wondered what your lips would feel like. They're so much softer than I imagined they'd be. You have no idea how happy this makes me. Your hand feels so nice on my chin. Yeah, I've thought about this for as long as I remember. Every single time we would be talking on the phone at night, or texting, I would just get the urge to tell you that I have feelings for you. And I tried to hint at it a few times, but you never really got the message, and I wasn't sure if you were doing it on purpose or if you really were that oblivious, but I guess you are a little bit oblivious. All those times I would wear short stuff around you to try and get your reaction, to see if you would look at me, and you always compliment me, but you never really look at me in a way as if you're loving what you're seeing. You wanted to be respectful, of course you did. You're so sweet and kind and caring and thoughtful. And that's what I love about you. I could write a whole list about the things that I love about you, but we would probably never sleep if I do that. I mean, look at these beautiful roses that you got me. No one ever did that for me before. No one's ever been so sweet and gentle with me. And surely, if you saw me as a friend, you wouldn't do that, right? I've always felt like there was something more. And I'm happy that there is. God. I love you. Well, now that we established that, I think I'm ready to take that swim with you. Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit playful now. And then we can come back and eat our sushi. How's that sound? Good? Okay, let's go.